O thou that dwellest on high, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Before ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We acknowledge unto thee, O Lord, with thanksgiving, the great privilege thou dost bestow upon us, that we may come into thy courts, that we may come into that place where thy name is made known, and where the institutions of thy grace are observed. Make us, O Lord, deeply aware of the inestimable grace that thou hast bestowed upon us. For many prophets and kings and righteous men have desired to see the things that we see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that we hear but have not heard them. Thou hast cast our lot in the consummation of the ages, and do thou grant that we may know that in this perspective thou hast given us the privilege of that revelation which has been hid from ages and from generations, but which has now been revealed by the appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We confess our sin, O Lord, our blindness, the hardness of our heart, the unresponsiveness of our will, and how we miss are the conceptions that we entertain of thee, the living God. Do thou cleanse our minds from that corruption, and deliver our hearts from the deception of the evil one, from the imaginations of our own evil hearts, so that we may come into thy presence with a true realization of thy great majesty, and bow before thee in the deepest recesses of our spirit, acknowledging thee the only true God, and realizing that it is only through the mediation of thine own Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may draw near unto thee. Do thou, O Lord, deliver us from the sacrifice which is an abomination in thy sight. Create within us a clean heart, O God, and renew our right spirit within us, so that each one of us may offer unto thee sacrifices acceptable, well-pleasing unto God, through Jesus Christ. Do thou, O Lord, confront us this night with the reality of thy being, with the reality of thy judgment, with the reality of the verities thou hast revealed unto us in thy word, so that we may stand in thy very presence and realize that we are thy creatures, that to thee we are responsible, that upon thee we are dependent for every breath we draw, and enable us, O Lord, in spirit and in truth, to worship thee in the beauty of holiness. Blessed forever be thy great and holy name, that it is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and we in all our destitution would come to that inexhaustible fountain of grace and of truth, out of his full in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, we would draw. Out of his fullness we would receive grace for grace. And do thou satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Grant unto us, O Lord, thy Holy Spirit, how marvelous it is that we should be able to plead the promise which thou hast given, that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And may we, O Lord, know the presence and the communion of the Holy Spirit, because he glorifies Christ in our understanding, in our hearts, in our wills. Oh, grant that Christ may be precious to us in all the glory that is his, as our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And enable us, O Lord, to live in this world as those who are the trophies of his redemption, that we may gird up the loins of our mind, that we may be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Constrain our hearts to that commitment unto Jesus Christ in all the extent, in all the length and breadth and depth and height of his love. And do thou, O Lord, grant not only unto us, but to all thy people to the ends of the earth, a rich measure of thy grace. We would remember that thou hast redeemed to thyself a people out of every nation and kindred and people and tongue. And may we realize more and more the preciousness of communion with the saints, communion with thy people unto the ends of the earth, and our communion not only with those who are here on earth, but with that great company who have gone to be with Christ. May we realize our communion with the church triumphant, and enable us in the fellowship of the body of Christ to have strong consolation. And let us have that faith as the anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Bless, O Lord, the preaching of the gospel unto the very ends of the earth. May the word have free course and be glorified, so that it may come in that irresistible power, that mysterious transforming and converting power, so that sinners may be translated from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Do thou, O Lord, grant that with us this night there may be thy abundant blessing, so that thy doctrine may drop as the rain, and thy speech distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as showers upon the grass. Grant us, O Lord, a realization that we are in thy presence, and that it is thee and thee alone that we worship, for Jesus' sake. Amen.